The following recording offers you a number of different options for the Daf Yomi. It begins with a recording of this, the 13 cycles of Daf Yomi, and that's done rather rapidly, within a half an hour or less. That's followed by a quick review between 5 and 10 minutes, depending on the length of the Daf. After that comes the very same Daf from the previous cycle, done at greater length, in much greater detail, with different participants in a different ambience. You could choose one for your original learning, one for review, alternate, or whatever you do, enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Brachot, brought to you again, Chomot Yerushalayim, is Daf Nun. However, we are holding at the Halakha Mishnah on Daf Memtzet Amud Beit. Ketzad Mizamni, what exactly is the Nusach of the Zimun? Well, it depends, says the Mishnah. How many people are there? If you got three people, then the Nusach is what we're familiar with. Nivaret Shafan Mishalo. But if there's four people, Mishal Shavahu, there's somebody who's going to be speaking to the four, then instead of saying Nivarech, which seems a bit hesitant, sort of like HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he said, Naaseh Adam B'Tzalmeinu. I mean, if you're going to do it, you know. You think this is a good idea? I mean, so isn't it better to say, Baruch Hu, go ahead and do it. So if you got four people, so one can say to the three, Baruch Hu, Ba'asara. If you got ten, you say, Nivarech Elokeinu. But if you've got ten plus the one who could talk to the ten, you could tell them, Baruch Hu. And then you say the same nusach, of course, Baruch Hu Elokeinu Asher Echad Mishalo. If you've got, and this would be true, once you get to ten, there's no differences. Whether it's Asara, or whether it's Asara Ribu, it makes no difference whether it's ten, or whether it's ten Ribu, meaning 100,000 people, it's exactly the same nusach. Now, it's going to turn out that this is the end of section one of the Mishnah, and essentially, we can look at it as if it says Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, no, it depends, absolutely. B'me'ah, you say Nivarech Hashem Elokeinu. B'me'ah v'hu, you say Baruch Hu Hashem Elokeinu. If you've got 1,000 people, you say Nivarech Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. If you've got 1,001, you say Baruch Hu Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. If you've got 10,000 people, Beribo, you say Nivarech Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Elokei Tzvakot Yosheva Keruvim Alamazon Shachalnu. If you've got 10,001 people, so then the one says Baruch Hu. And Kinyan Shu Mevarech Kachoni Machrav. However the Nusach is, for the one who's saying to them Nivarech Baruch Hu, so too did they answer. So if there would be 10,000 people, then they would say Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Elokei Tzvakot Yosheva Keruvim Alamazon Shachalnu. So that Siyum HaShas, we could really jazz it up, but unfortunately we don't paskin this way. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, and this is how we know that this latter part is Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Lefi Rov HaKahal Heim Mevorchim. We see in the Pasuk that the Torah wants us to relate differently to the way in which we say things, depending on how large the choir is. So, because it does say, B'makhelot Baruch Elohim, Hashem Mimkor Yisrael. So, B'makhelot is obviously different if you've got larger choirs, smaller choirs. It's not one. It's defined by the different types, makelot. Omer Rabbi Akiva, no. Ma matzinu beit haKnesset, echad merubim veechad muatim. We always say Baruchu et Hashem, right? You don't change the nusach. You got 100 people at shul. You don't start saying Baruch, and you add Hashem Elokim or Hashem Elokim Hashem Tzvakot or anything like that. It's always the same nusach. Baruchu et Hashem. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, no, it's not. It's Baruchu et Hashem amivorach. Because that's how we paskin. That mem, by the way, is a mem that takes a dagesh. And if it's not, as some people think themselves smart to say, ham vorach, it's ham mevorach, as you'll see in all of the sidurim and meduyakim. Or meshumah, the adam al yotzi adam etatzmo min haklal. When a person says something, he should not make it sound as if he's not part of it. Now, if you say baruchu to those people, it sounds like you're not part of it. I'm just saying mevorach, let's do it. Let's do it, includes yourself. You say Baruch Hu, it's as if you're standing out and talking to them. Yes, the Gemara, well, what's that supposed to mean? Now, it's a Mishnah that says not like Shmuel, it's not. Bishlosha Omer Baruch Hu, Bahu Omer Baruch Hu. I don't get it. According to Shmuel, how could you, why would you add to say Baruch Hu to make things worse just because you can? Well, says Shmuel, the Mishnah doesn't mean that you have to say Baruch Hu. It means you'd be Yotze with Baruch Hu, Av Baruch Hu. But I'm suggesting that Nivarech is even better. That's what the Mashmut of the Gemara is. However, as Tosis points out, it doesn't really make sense to say that, because why would the Mishnah introduce saying something worse? We have three plus who? That doesn't make any sense. Therefore, Tosis, the word Adif, does not mean adif better than. It means it's objectively good. Adif means it's also good. So what it's coming to teach you is that, look, you have to take into consideration the advantages in both directions. You say baruch hu, you lose the hesitancy. On the other hand, you are creating a certain distance between yourself and those to whom you speak. And you've got to use your judgment. And Shmuel is simply saying, I prefer doing it this way. The Mishnah is saying they're essentially equal. Rashi is af baruch hu, apparently he doesn't have the word adif. He just says af baruch hu. So it's af baruch hu, so it's a good shop here. Tanina. You know what? You could see this because they say the base of Edrash. Doesn't it say in the Mishnah coming up that if you have six people, you can split those six into two groups. And you keep doing this until you get up to 10. If you have nine people, you split it into three groups. Once you have 10, then you can't split up because you have to say, okay. But the point is that if you got six, you can. Now, yeah, but Bishon the Nevarech Hadith. If you're going to tell me that it's fine to say Nevarech, that explains why you can split up, because you got three and three. So Mishumach Inech Lakim. But if you're going to tell me that when the Mishnah says Baruch Hu, it's Dafka, that's better, and that Baruch Hu is better, so then how were you allowed to split up? You should have to keep your six in order to have somebody saying Baruch Hu to the other five. Must be that it's basically the same. Lav Shema Aminah Nevarech is also Adif Shema Aminah. Tanya Nami Achi, Bein Shamar Baruch Hu, Bein Shamar Nevarech. Relax. Hint of Simata. You're going to grab the guy and shake him because he says a different verse you like. And the only kind of people that do that are the Nakdanim, Nakdanim always find something to complain about. So they're a tough Simata. How come you didn't say it the other way? Or others have a use of Nakranim. Nakranim are the diggers, and they dig out every little piece of those kind of guys. The Nakdanim are the Midak Tekim Yoter Midai. Nakranim, they keep finding something. Exactly, a Nudnik. That's similar to the Lushan. Nakda, Nudnik. The Chilufa Otiot. As a matter of fact, I would not at all be surprised if the Yiddish took it from the Nakdanim. The Yiddish always manages to take a little piece of the Gemara as well. You can look carefully. The way a person makes a brocha, you can say it's a Talmud Chacham. What do I mean, Ketza? So Rebbe says, I'll give you an example. Somebody says, uv tuvo chayinu. That's right. That's a Talmud Chacham. Then you have these guys who say, umi tuvo chayinu. That's an idiot. That is a boor. Because mi tuvo is saying, he dribbled off a little bit of his good to us. Bit tuvo is we exist within HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness. Omalei Abayler of Dimi, that's strange because David HaMelech says, Umi Birchatcha, and that's Mi Tuvo, Umi Birchatcha, same Lashon, right? And he says, Umi Birchato, Yivorach Beit Avdecha Leolam. So, well, you should have said, Ubit Birchatcha, according to you. Now, come on, that's David asking for something, B'sheila. Obviously, if you ask for a little bit. You don't say, give me the whole thing. Well, wait a minute, B'sheila Nami, it says you're supposed to go all the way. Harchev Picha, open up your mouth wide. So apparently you have a right to want everything. V'yamaleyu, that's true, but that's the divrei Torah. That's not what David was talking about. Tanya, Rebbe says another example. Bituvo chayinu, that's a Talmud Chacham. If you say bituvo chayim, then that's a bore, because then you're not including yours. You're saying, life goes on with his goodness, but I don't want to make it too much my own life. Narbalai, they say exactly the opposite. It's much better to say chayim, because then you're not involved in your own life. You're saying all of life. So if your awareness of the word chayim is to refer to life with a capital L, so then that's even better, isn't it? We don't pass it that way. Most people, psychologically, if they say chayinu, it's more impactful. And they mean chayim, it's further distant. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, I'll give you another example. Nivorech shachal namishalo, that's a Talmud Chacham. Nivorech lemi shachal namishalo, that's a bor. Because Lamisha Kalam Mishalo is mash, but there's a choice. Maybe it's referring to the Balabayat, the one whose food we eat. Omer Ravach, Bray, the brother of Ashi, but we make a bracha to Seder of Pesach, Lamisha Salavatena Melanot Kalan Yisimayu. Why don't we say the same thing there that he's a boar? Because he's saying, well, as if there's any, others. Omer, what do you mean others? How are there others? Who else does miracles? Hata Mukha Milta, Man Adenisa. Well, that's quite clear. Who does miracles? Only Kuchubrichu. And what is referring to the Balabayat? Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Baruch Shachanu Mishlo is a Talmud Chacham. But he would say, Baruch Al Amazon Shachanu, Arezer Bor. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shulam, Rabbi Shlosha. That's because if you say Alam Azor Shachanu, it's not clear that you're relating this to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why I have to say Shachanu Mishalo. But if you say Shem Shamayim, say Baruch Elokeinu, what's the difference if you say Shachanu Mishalo or Alam Azor Shachanu? There it's Ika Shem Shamayim, it's Mukha Milta, that you are referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Teva. And the fact is, look carefully at the Mishnah, you'll see that's absolutely correct. Because when the Mishnah goes on to say like this, get it down, quote, Ke'inyan Shumavarech, Kach Oni Macharab. And then it gives an example of the maximum. What's the maximum? Baruch Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Tzvakot, Yosheva Kruvim. Does it say Shacham Mishalom? No. It says Alam Azon Shachamu. So obviously, once you're mentioning Yosheva Hashem, you can say Alam Azon Shachamu just as well. Echad Asara, I don't care if there's 10 people. I don't care if there's 10,000 people. Wait a minute. You just contradict yourself. First you say, so in other words, we don't make distinctions. And then you go right ahead and blithely describe the distinctions between 100 and 1,000 and 10,000. Make up your mind. Obviously. Look, continue on in the Mishnah. You know, the Mishnah makes that clear. It's not. Rabbi Yosef Aglili Amar Lefi Rov HaKahalim Yavachim Shenema Bebakelot Baruch Elohim. And Rabbi Akiva, no, Mama Tzina Bebeit HaKnesset, it's Baruch Hu, and we don't make a difference depending on how large the minyan is, so too here. So, I mean, what does Rabbi Akiva do with the Pasuk of Bemakelot? I quote Rabbi Yosef Aglili Amar Yavid, like, no, he says that's something else. That's talking about the Shirat Hayam. So Shirat Hayam had some rather unusual choirs because there was a choir that was made of all the fetuses that were looking through their transparent mother's wombs in order to say Shira. Because it says, B'makelot Baruch Elohim Hashem Mimikor Yisrael. Mimikor is the womb. Oh, that's a nice drasha. So what does Rabbi Yossi? How does Rabbi Yossi know that? Well, it says the womb, Mimakor Nafka. What do I need to know the Makelot? The Makelot are coming to tell me something else. Lafi, the Makela, that's a Yomivorech. Omar Rava Halakak Rabbi Akiva. Look, it really doesn't make any nafkamina. We paskak Rabbi Akiva. Once you got 10, that's the Nusach. Ravina and Rav Chama Barbuzi once came to eat by the Reish Galuta, and Rav Chama is looking around to see whether he can count 100. I don't know what pasuk he got to go. How far does he go to count to 100? Anyway, Ravina sees him going wild on this. He says, don't worry about it. Lo tzricha torchi amar Rava, halachik Rabbi Akiva, it doesn't really matter. Amar Rava, ki achlinan rifta b'Reish Galuta, we used to eat by the Reish Galuta. I mean, it used to go on forever over there. All the politics, all the singing, you got them, you go crazy. What a yeshiva, a simple yeshiva guy, what's he supposed to do? He's got to get back to Seder. We used to break up into little groups of three and quietly be mevarech and slip away. You know, so mevarechin and shalosh shalosh. I thought you're not allowed to do that. I thought, don't you need to have 10? Believer who asara asara. No, are you kidding? We couldn't do that. He would have hurt us. That would have been in the end. No way. So sakon is the fushes. So shomer reish galuta v'ikpid. So then why don't you wait for the Baruch of the Reish Galuta? You're Mechuyev in 10. Well, you don't hear the Baruch of the Reish Galuta. Are you kidding? That place is a madhouse. Everybody's talking in it. He says the Baruch over there, well, put a light on the ceiling to tell you that the Baruch is going on. You don't hear anything. So even I did the Avshukuli Amalur Shmi, we never hear the Baruch anyway. So therefore, even though the Maisa, it's a Machlokes, is what the Svara is in this case. I mean, so, but still, just because he'll be upset. So does that give you the right to be Mavarev?
Because he sat there with 10, you have to bench with 10.
You have to bench with 10. So yeah, some Rishonim say that because it covered up Rias. It's a didn't cover up Rias. You don't do something that's insulting to people, even though there's a problem. You're not going to be a Tzirchiv of Asorah. What do you do? Omar Rabba Tosva, three people, Ani Shlosha Dekarka Rifted Adi Adadi. And one of them, he doesn't care, you know, he's in a rush. He says, Birkat HaMazon. The other guys are eating, and he's got no patience. And he goes out in his Mevorech, and he's on his own das, okay? The deal is that by the time he finishes saying his Birkat HaMazon, the other guys, if they're ready, they could say Devorech Shachan Mishalom. And they will be Yotzi, their Zimun. He's a guy who messed himself up, and he can't be Yotzi the Zimun now. But they can be Yotzi B'Zimun D'Day. But Iyul Nafik B'Zimun D'Do, because Ein Zimun Mafreya. He already lost his Zimun by being Mevorech up front like that. And then Rabbi Shmuel says, Baruch Hu et Hashem HaMivorach. So Rav from Bar Papa once came to the Kanishta of Abi Giber. Now, Abi Giber is a question. What is Abi Giber? Is Abi Giber the name of a person, as some learn? Is Abi Giber the name of a place? Some suggest that it's a place that was called Ali Giber.
Algebra, interestingly enough, is the Makor of the word for algebra. And the reason it's algebra is because the word algebra is based on putting things together. And that's algebra in Arabic. Arabic is to put together that which was separated. So there was a Beit HaKnesset that was actually brought, like we find the Shofar Yosef in Arda, they brought it, put it back together in Babel, might have been called Abi Jiber. Okay, interesting, anyway. So it was in the algebra show. Kam Korah B'Safra. So he was called up to the Beit, to the Kriyat HaTorah, and he says, Baruch Hu Et Hashem, and he doesn't say, Abba Forach. You can imagine the riots that were going on in the Beit. Everybody starts shouting, what the heck, Baruch Hu Et Hashem, Abba Forach, what's wrong with you? Omar Rava, so Rava says, the pot, Yahuchba, you black pot, which is what they used to call it, Abed Chochem, who's Mashkir himself on Divrei Torah. When do you got to get involved in Machloikas, you know? Bani Putka Lamalacham. Just forget about it. Anyway, Lamai said, the minig has become to do like Rabbi Shmuel. You don't go and violate a minig. You yourself should have gone with that minig, even if you hold the Ta'alacha. It's not like Rabbi Shmuel. You cannot split once you're chayim in Zimun, and that's true if you have four, it's true if you have five. Once you have shisha, then you can split, because then you've got two nevarechs. That is only up till 10, because once you have 10, then you're not allowed to split until you have 20. If you've got shtei chaburot that are eating in a large hall, so now the question is, can they be mitzvah to each other, or is each table separate? If some of the table sees the people on the other table, they could be mitztaref lezimun. But im lav, each table is separate according to whatever they have. Elam mezamnim la'atzman, ve'elam mezamnim la'atzman, and there's nothing to do about it. Now, in a case where you have the wine for the Birkat Hamazon, you cannot be mevarech al hayayin unless you add water to it. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. We're going to see that this is true. I'll give it to Rabbi Eliezer, even if it's not wine for Birkat Hamazon. He holds it's not called wine until you put water into it. It's just called fruit juice. Because the whole idea of the wine is that it was nishtanel maliuta, and until it's drinkable, and in those days you couldn't drink the wine without mixing it, it's not called the brach of yayin. V'chachamim omrim, no. It's called wine, it's just not the best. We'll ask what it's good for later. Micah Mashmal, I understand, what is the kiddush over here about three people eating together? The Mishnah said, that was how we started all the sugya. It's completely repetitive. No, it's not. Because in saying it again, it's obviously broadening the context of the chiyah. And Micah Mashmal, Yodam Rabam or Mashmuel, Shloshah Shachlu Kachat does not mean that you have to literally eat. It means you decided to eat. You were people, you sat down, all of a sudden somebody gets a telephone call, and now he's in a rush, he doesn't want it. That's too bad. You already koveya yourself, even adayin lo achlu. It's as if you committed yourself to a dvar mitzvah. Once you committed yourself to a dvar mitzvah, you can't break it. Einan reshayin lechalek. That's one possible chiddush in the Mishnah. Lishna chrinamri, rabam ar mishmalachi katani. Shlosha sheyashru leachol keachat. The chiddush is, even though everybody has their own sandwich, they have no connection with anybody else. They're carrying their own lunch pad. But it's the yashvu that's b'chayev, afa pishikol echav yechad ochlu, miki karo shelo. Nonetheless, in Rishayim l'chalek. Well, you know, it could be another chiddush. Inami kadar rabbanam rabbana, shlosha shavo mishlosha chaburot, in Rishayim l'chalek. How about if you got three people, each of whom had initially eaten with another chabura, and those guys, whatever it was, left him. Now, there he is, he's got nobody to say Zima, they had no patience. He finds another two guys that had each eaten at another table. Three people from three different tables can get together and can make their own mezumen. But that's only if at the original three tables there were three people that ate and weren't yotze the zimun. So now they're stuck, they can come together, but they can't create a zimun now when they're not eating together, of course. So v'hu shabo mishlosha chaburot shel shlosha shlosha b'nei adam. Omar Rava, yeah, but that's, let's make this very clear. That's only where the table that they sat at did not make it zimun and leave them out. In other words, let's say that somebody had to leave. So he said to Zimun, and these guys were still in the middle of eating, so they listened to a Zimun, but now they want to make their own Zimun. You can't do that. But if in a case where they were then forget it. Porach Zimun minayu. You can't recreate a Zimun by bringing together three guys who didn't say Birkat HaMazon yet, once the Zimun had already been said on the original Chabura. I'll bring you Raya, says Rav. It's not. Suppose a bed was stolen. Now, the Ganav couldn't carry the whole bed at one time. you know, so somebody was moving, he had his bed. Guy walks by, a typical Arab, you know, and okay, a bed, we'll steal half of it. Maybe we'll have an opportunity to steal the other half maybe tomorrow.
Second wheel.
So, that's what they do with the bicycles. I'll take whatever piece I can take. So, a mita shenignevah chetzia. Or shavda chetzia. Maybe half of it got lost, you know, on the move. Or in a classic situation, two brothers inherit the father's bed. They ain't going to come to a deal. Each one's going to take a half. Thomas Napshi and Plishtim. Or should the fiend split a bed into two? That bed, if it was tar, Tomei Midras, becomes tar. Because now it's broken. If by some miracle you manage to put it together, it's only going to be Tumea, the Kabbalah's Tuma, only be Kanalahaba. Because you can't reconstruct something once it lost its shame of a bed. And that type of breakup of a gana for achim is a breakup. So what do you see from there? You see mikan alaba'in. Only from this point forward it's a new bed. You can't reconstruct a bed that was there. So ama kivin de pogua. You see, once something is split, porach latuma mina. The same thing is true about Zimon. Once it's split apart, you can't recreate it by bringing three people together and saying, okay, now we've got a new group. Doesn't work.
Weren't they Yotzi on their Zimun originally?
Yeah, but they want to say a proper Zimun under Birkat HaMazon. That's the point. You can't. No, there's nothing you can do. You're already Yotze with a minimal Zimun, so to speak. So if you're Nami, given the Azman Alayah, Porot Zimun Minayim.
Wouldn't we have to learn that discussion earlier of Mavsik? The Mavsik only means it gives a break, but not the benches. It's very the benches that would be relevant. In the earlier study, where one is Mavsik for two.
Yeah, but there's three other ways of learning the Sugya of how Porot Zimun Minayim might have happened. It might be that they left and they shouted out to him, but he wasn't mitzarev. There's a lot of different approaches. I took the simplest one. So this is certainly not stuck to one particular reason. Shola shtei chaburot that see each other. The other part of the table can see the other part of the other table. And the bright that says, even if nobody sees anybody, but you have the same waiter serving both tables, that's enough. And the shamish can be mitzarev them as if it's one su'udah. Unless you add water. Turn up on it. You do not say a bori priya gefe. It's fruit juice. You say bori priya eitz. And this is the way to drink grapes. But it doesn't have the kashivas of wine. Since that's true, fruit juice is basically water. So you can use it to wash your hands. Once you put water into it, now it's not fruit juice anymore. Now it's wine. So now you're a bori priya gefe. And of course, you're not allowed to use wine for the Tilat Yadayim, because Tilat Yadayim was betukam with water. This is no longer water. So by adding water, it's now no longer water. Remarkably counterintuitive halacha. The Einot Limimenu Yadayim, Devei Rebbe Yezer. V'chachomim Omrim, it's always wine. You make a Borei Priya Gefen, you can never use it to bake the Tilat Yadayim. By the way, you know, this is interesting consequences, because if you think about it, Shmuel, who said that a man is allowed to utilize bread for anything that he wants. So, Ose Adam Kol Tzarachav Bepat. You can use bread even for things that are not really meant for bread. Use it as an insulator. Yeah, don't I have to eat it? No. So, is that going according to him? Am I wasting it? Kemarit Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer says you can use wine to wash your hands. If you use wine to wash your hands, then obviously it's not considered to be a pagam in Bizayon Ochlin to do that for bread. The Chachamim would agree that if you don't put in water into the wine, you cannot use it for koshal bracha. There, the wedding, or for Birkat HaMazon, there in Mevorchina Lav, Hachitena Tochomayim, not because of a problem with what bracha it's meant to have, but because the koshal bracha is supposed to have chosh of wine. Certainly it's not chosh without adding the water. My time on Rav Oshaya, V'inan mitzvah min ha-mufchar. It's not min ha-mufchar, it's not the best, that's for sure. Now, according to the Rabbanan, if you're not going to drink this wine without being mamazig it with water, well, what's it good for that we should be calling it nishtan lamal yuta and give it a birkat hayayin? Lamay chazi. Omer abizera, well, it's still good to use for kuraiti. Kuraiti is one of those health drinks, all of which were based on wine. You added different spices and different vegetables and so on, but they were all alcoholic drinks. And therefore, they're wine-based alcoholic drinks, and because of that, you have a very great effort. There are four halachas that we said that you need to be careful not to be mevazeh the pot by ruining it completely. You don't put a piece of raw meat on the pot in order for the pot to absorb the blood of the red. That's a bizoyan for the pot. Ein ma'avirin kos maleh al ha'pot. You don't take a cup full of wine or water and pass it over the pot so that it drips. It won't drip on the tablecloth. It'll be absorbed by the pot. It ruins the pot. You don't take a piece of bread and throw it, okay? And you don't use pot to be a balance of a pot. So the ein so kinetakara of a pot. You can't use pot for another pot. And Meimar Marzutra Varavashi were at a suuda. Korcha rifta bari adari. They eat together and they serve some tamarim and rimonim. Marzutra picks up a handful and he throws the Ravashi a portion of it. Omalei said, I mean, this is a lot of fun, but lo sabalo marlo de tanya, ein zo kinet ochli. I thought you're not supposed to throw food. No, he said, that's only bread you're not supposed to throw. You bepat, Tanya. Really? I know, my bride says, Kishem shows ein zor kineta pat, kach ein zor kineta ochlin. Oh, Mala, you want to throw bride at me? No, my bride is bigger than your bride. Tanya, afa pish ein zor kineta pat, afa zor kineta ochlin. How to explain that? So I'll tell you how to explain that. There's no contradiction here. Look, Asha, something which, if thrown, is going to end up being disgusting and not used. So whenever throwing at your rimonim, but it's some problem in eating a rimon because it fell? No. Tana Rabbanan. You know those beautiful punch bowl fountains that they have at weddings? I mean, can you imagine if you filled that with wine? You know, is that a cheapish use of the wine? Is it a design for the wine to have the wine flowing in a punch bowl? In a fountain, or is that okay? You are allowed to use the fountains of wine. Sometimes it's only because it's the Torah mitzvah of the chas and the kala, so that's bechabed. Otherwise, it wouldn't be correct.
Because it's frozen?
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's pretending that it's so cheap, that it's like water, it's like, you know, the paros with the milk baths and so on. I mean, there's an over conspicuous consumption that already is mezalzel in the oichlin. If it's summertime and there's no mud on the ground, so then you can throw the parched grains and nuts. But don't do that when it's muddy, because then nobody's going to eat it. But you do not throw little cakes, sticky Danish. You would not throw gluska oat. If that lands on the floor, nobody's going to eat it. That leads us to another question, which is, if we're talking about ruining food, suppose you put something into your mouth you forgot to make a broth. If you take it out of your mouth, I mean, it's disgusting. So what do you do? The dinner is over there. Fill up your cheek with it and, you know, push it to the side and you say the bracha. Now, it's interesting because we have three completely different approaches in the braita. One braita says, well, just swallow it. Now, the Rosh learns just swallow it means and make the bracha after you swallow. So your das was to make it now. Rashi holds you lost your bracha. The other braita says, spit it out. And the other braita says, misaka, you put it to the side of your mouth. I'd explain that. Very simple, lokasha. Other tanya bowl on, where it's where you absolutely have nothing else to do. Your mouth is full of Coke. And what are you supposed to do? Spit the Coke out and re-drink it? Forget it. Put the Coke in one side of your mouth? I'd like to see you try. So the only thing you can do is to swallow it. Other tanya bowl time. When it says to spit it out, well, that's talking about like a hard candy. That happens all the time. Put a candy in your mouth. Oh, I forgot to make a bracha. Just take the candy in your fingers, make the bracha, put it back in your mouth. It doesn't really make much of a difference. Not mommy's candy, a lollipop. Because it was in your mouth, that's how lollipops are eaten, for heaven's sake.
If the candy is small, less than a kazayat, less than that, you still have to make a bracha.
Of course. There's no shir to bracha rishayna.
No shir.
That's why they make lollipops, to show you that you make the bracha and you lick. And it's like I said to me, mommy's. It's all based on this gemara. But the tanya b'salka, when it says you put it to the side, that's referring to something which, if you would spit it out, it would be mummies. And therefore, it's best to just put it to the side. But I don't get it. If putting it to the side is okay, then why, if you have a hard candy, should you not put the hard candy to the side instead of putting it in your fingers? I mean, that's good enough. Then it's good enough, right? So if immediately the low mummies, why spit it out? Why not the sucky don't let tzadach? Why not put it into one side and make the bracha? Tir gemar Rabbi Yitzchak kas kisa. Rabbi Yitzchak. And boy, he's one of those Cossacks, but they do make brachas. You want to be Mekayim the Pasuk of Yimalepi Tehilatecha. My mouth should be full of your praises. And if you've got a hard candy in one side, then it's partially Mike and Ike and partially Tehilatecha. That's not the best. Ketzad mizamnin bishlosha omer nevarech bishlosha vahu omer baruchu ba'asara omer nevarech alokeinu ba'asara vahu omer baruchu echad asra ribu. Of course, b'meyahu omer nevarech Hashem alokeinu b'meyahu vahu omer baruchu be'elef omer nevarech Hashem alokeinu alokei Yisrael. Bielafuhu omer borchu, beribo omer nevarech Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Elokei Tzvakot Yosheva Kruvim al Amazon Shachalnu. Beribo vuhu omer borchu, kinyan shu mevarech, takonim acharav. Boruch Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Elokei Tzvakot Yosheva Kruvim al Amazon Shachalnu. Rabbi Yosef Aglili omer lefirov akalim mevarchim shem Rabbi Makev od borchu Elohim. Hashem mimkor Yisrael. Om Rabbi Akiva, no way. Ma matzino beit HaKnesset. Echad merubim, echad muatim, you say borchot Hashem. Rabbi Shmuel says, you say borchot Hashem, I'm a vorach. Om Shmuel, v'yolam ha-yotzi adam et atzmo min ha-klal. So how do you explain the Mishnah? Tam shoshab u-omer, borchu. Ema, af borchu. Mikom makom, nevorech ez adich. V'yomer avad avarav am Rabbi Rav Tanina. Shisha nechlakin ad asaran. Now look, iyam bishlam and nevarech is just as good. Mishumachi nechlakin. But if you're going to tell me it's better to say borchu, am I nechlakin? El alav shmamina, nevarech adiv shmamina. Tanya amyachi, bein shamar borchu, bein shamar nevarech, ein tofsim oto akach. You know the kind of people that are tofsim oto akach, they're naktanim, or nudnikim, or nakranim. Tofsim oto akach. Umibirkotev shel adam nikar im tamit chachamu im lav ketzad. Rabbi Amar, well, if a guy says uf to vo chayinu, he's a tamit chacham. If he says me to vo, then he's a bor. Om le yabayel rav dimi vaktiv umibirkotcha yevarech beit avdecha lolam. Ah, that's different. That's b'sheila shayni. Well, even b'sheila, it says archiv pichav amaleu. Why compromise? No, that's b'divrei Torah aktiv. Tanya Rabbi Amar, bituvo Chayinu tamut chacham. Bituvo chayin arizabor. Narvaloi says just the opposite. V'lat yochad narvaloi. Omer Rabbi Yochanan nevarech shachanu mishalo tamut chacham. Nevarech l'mi shachanu mishalo zabor. Omer l'ravach v'rav l'ravashi. So why do we say it the Seder of Pesach? L'mi shasalavatein v'lanu et kolani simayenu. Omer, obviously, hatabuk chamilta man avid nisi kuchabrichu shrein tabalabayin. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Baruch shachanu mishal areza tamut chacham. Baruch al amazon shachanu areza bor. Omer Rabbi Nebrei the Rebbe Shulam Reil b'shlosha. We're over there, lek Hashem shamayim. Avu b'yasara, dik Hashem shamayim, mukham yota, kid it's not. Kinyat shubavarech, kacho nima harav. Baruch Hashem alokei Yisrael alokei atzvakot, yoshev hakiruvim al amazon shachanu. Doesn't say shachanu mishalom. Echad asara, ribo. Wait a minute, you make up your mind. How good for kasha? Amet, echad asara, ribo. Amet yadani, you know? And then you start telling me, b'meya omer, b'elef omer, b'ribo omer, omer Rabbi Yosef, look, kasha, obviously, omer Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Akiva, as the Mishnah itself clarifies. It's omer Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Omer, lefi rov akale mevarchim, shenema b'makelot, baruchu Elohim, and omer Rabbi Akiva, ma matzino b'beit ha-knesset, baruchu. And what does Rabbi Akiva do with the makelot of Rabbi Yosef Aglili? I have it like, me boy, like it, Tanya, ya Rabbi Meir, Omer, mina, in shafilu ubarim, shebebe iman, omru shira la yam, shenemre be makelot, borchelo im, Hashem mimikor Yisrael. Yeah, says Rabbi Shmuel, well, I learned that from Rabbi Yosef, I learned that from Mikor Nafka. Omer Rav, aloha, Rabbi Akiva. Ravina Ravchama Babu Ziklov Ereshkaluta, Kam Ravchama Vekoma Hara Bemea, like Rabbi Yossi. Omele Ravina, no, Lotzerich. Atocha Merova, Aloch Rabbi Akiva doesn't make a difference. Omarova, Kiachina Rifta Bereshkaluta, we used to split up into groups of Mevorcha Shlosha Shlosha. Why not into groups of Eser Asara? Because Shemeresh Galuta Vikbit. So why not wait for Nifkzabu Birchat Adaresh Galuta? You can never hear what he has to say. I did the Avshakuli Amalo Shmi. Omar Rabba Tosfa, Hanish Losha, the Karchi Rift, Bani Adani, the Konim Chadmine Oborach Ledaite, the rest of them can be Nafik Bezimun Didei, but for him, it's overs. Lo Nafik Bezimun Didu, the Fishain Zimun Mafreya. Rabbi Shmuel bar Kuta Shema Mivorach, Raf Rabba Papi Klovek Nishra Abi Diber, Kom Korab Safra, Vyomar bar Kuta Shem, Vishtik, Vlomar Mivorach. The place burst into it was pandemonium. Avshu Kulei Alma, Bokhut Hashem, I'm a Barach, you idiot! Amar Rava, Patya, Uch, Babari, Pluk, Kalama, Lecha, Meod, Anog, Alma, Krab, Yishmo, Shlosha, Shachlu, Kiachat, Enan, Rashim, Lechalek, Vechein, Arba, Vechein, Chamisha, Shisha, Nechlakin, Adasara, Asara, Hein, Nechlakin, Adasrim, Shtei Chaburot, Shayu, Ochot, Bebayet, Echad, בזמן שמקצתן רואים אלו את אלו, הרי אלו מצטרפים לזימון, ואם לאו, אלו מזמנים לעצמם, ואלו מזמנים לעצמם. אין מבורכים על היין, עד שייתן לתוכו מים דברי בליעזר, וחכמים אומרים מבורכים. מה הקמה שמונת הנין אחד הזימנה? שלושה שעות וכאחת חייבים לזמן. הקמה שמונת ידע רמה ומשמוע, שלושה שישבו לאכול, ודאי לא אכלו. אינן רשיים לחלק. אור, לשנכרינו אמר ואבא, אמר שמוח איתן, שלושה שישרו לאכול כאחד, אף על פי שכל אחד ואחד אוכל מכיכרו, אין רשיים לחלק. אור, הנה מכד הרבונה, תאמרו, שלושה שבו משלושה חבורות, אינן רשיים לחלק. אמר חיסטו, בדעת סטאפ, כפתרו בו משלוש חבורות, אף שלושה שלושה בני אדם. ויאמרו, and that's only if לא אקט מהנך להזמן עליו בדוחתי, אבל לא הזמן עליו בדוחתי הוא פורח זימו מנהיו. אומר רבא, מנוע מן עליו תצנע, מיטה שנגנבה חציה, או שעבדה חציה, או חלקוה, הכינו שותפים, תאורה, even if יחזירו לה, עצון למקבל התאומה מכאן על הבא, מכאן על הבא, אלא מפריע לו, אבא, כיוון דפלגוה, פורח לו תאומה מנה, permanently. So can I be given the husband of the proxy of Minel? Shnei chaburotan, im yeh shamash b'neyem, even if they don't see each other, the shamash is mitzarfan. Im vorkin ala yayin, ten rabbanim. Yayin atshalo natan atochu mayim, im vorkin ala bori priya gefen, it's just bori priya eitz, v'notim imenu yadayim, because it's fruit juice. Mish ratan atochu mayim, vorkin ala bori priya gefen, and then, inotim imenu yadayim. דיברבלי אז חכמים אומרים בין כך ובין כך מבורכן עליו בורי פרי הגפן ואין אותי ממנו לידיים כמעט עוזר למשמוע לא עושה דם קוצר אחד בפעד כמעט אביס לגרו לבי עזר אומר רבי עזר רבי חנין המודים חכמים לבי עזר when it comes to the kush of ברוכה שאין מבורכן עליו עד שייתן לתוך המים why? אומר רבי עושה because being a mitzvah מן המבורכה so according to Rabbonu what good is this unmozug yayin? Omer Abzer, it's great for karaiti. Tan Rabbana, Arba Dvarim Nemru Bapat, Ein Menichim Basar Chai Alapat, Ein Marvim Kosmalei Alapat, Ein Zorkinat Apat, Ein Zorkinat Akara Bapat, Amein Marmar Zut Rabbah, Shikoch Rif Tavari Atadi, Aydu Lakamayo Tamri Vrimoni, Shokal Mar Zut Rapotek, Lakam Lirashi Daskana, Omalei, wait a minute, Losevel Amar Latatanya, Ein Zorkinat Ochlein, of course I do, but that's referring to Pat Tanya. But for a time, the same shame zorkin at a pot, kakain zorkin at a clean. Oh, Malay, and what about my brita? A time of a pishain zorkin at a pot, zorkin at a clean. And a lokasha. How about me to the mammies? How about me to the low mammies? Tan Rabbana mapshichin yayin betzinorot, lifnei chatan ufnei kala, zorkin at them kloyot vegozim yemot hachama, avalo b'yemot hagashimim when there's mud on the ground. But you never throw gluska out. Lo b'yemot hachama, v'lo b'yemot hagashimim. Omer Rav Yehuda, let's say a guy was shachach v'echnis ochlin atoch pim v'lo bracha. Misalkan atzad achad mevorech. Now, one brayta says bolan. V'tani yirach poltan. V'tani yirach misalkan. How do you explain that? Lokasha. Hodatanya bolan is b'mashkin. Hodatanya poltan is agalalipak. Mini lo mamas. Hodatanya misalkan is b'mini de mamas. Well, how about a mini de lo mamas? Why can't you just be misalkin of the tzad achad v'livra? Tergum of Yitzchak Kaskesa, Kamed of Yisvarovin, Mishmed of Yochanan, Mishum Shenema, Yimale P, Tehilatech, Tehilatech.
The Heineken Mishnah.
Kitzad Mizamdim, how exactly do we go about doing the Simun? We spoke about Achiel of Simun without ever explaining the way in which it's done. Well, there's three people, you say Nivorev Shachal Mishalot, there's four people. One addresses the others and tells them not Nivarech Shachanu Mishalot, but rather Berchu Shachanu Mishalot, because that's already a Lashon Tzivui, Well, it's bread, Marsh. Ain't you seen it already? It's Marsh, but Stutz claims that you're only asking them, could we, can we bench? But Baruch Hu is now more of a positive statement. Biasara, on the Nivorech HaRokeinu. So there you see Nivorech HaRokeinu, Shachal Mishalo, Biasara HaHu, then one addresses 10, says to them, Baruch Hu. Now, it doesn't matter if you've got 10 people there, we got 10,000 people there, that's the way you do it. And then the Mishnah promptly goes ahead and ignores what it just says, and says, now, if you have 100 people, then you say, Nivorech HaShem Elokeinu. And if you have 101, then one addresses the 100 and says, Baruch Hu HaShem Elokeinu. If you have 1,000 people, the Elef, then you say, Nivorech HaShem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. Of course, if you have 1,001, then one addresses the 1,000 and says, Baruch Hu HaShem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. If you have 10,000 people, Beribu, then you say, Nevarech Lashem Lokeinu Lokei Yisrael Lokei Tzvakot Yosheva Kruvim Alamazon Shalchanu. And if you've got 10,001, you can just see the people going around and saying, yeah, it's all right.
Don't leave, we need you.
5,000,
can we pause like
this? No. Omer Boku. Depending on what he's saying, that's what they repeat. So if he's talking to the 10,000 people, they'll say, Baruch Hashem, Lokeinu, Lokei Yisrael, Lokei Tzvakot, Yosheva Kruvim, Al HaMazon
Shachamah. All the 10,000
hear him say that. Yeah. Al Parakot. Rabbi Yosef, really, Omer, Lefi, Rov, HaKahal, Hein, Baruchim. Rabbi Yosef, he says, indeed, brachas depend on the number of people. He says, but Ma Kevot, Baruch Hu Elokim, Hashem, Nimakor Yisrael. Says Rabbi Akiva,
Gemara
is going to ask what happened in this Mishnah. It's a very confused Mishnah. First it makes an assertion, then it goes back on its assertion, and then it turns out that it's a machloket. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says, look, in a Beit Knesset, do you go around counting the number of people in Beit Knesset? Either you have a minion or you don't have a minion. So you always say, Baruch Hu Hashem. So what's the matter? Echad HaMerubim, Echad HaMuatim. Why should we be any different when it comes to Birkat HaMazon? Rabbi Yishmael Omer, you don't say Baruch Hu Hashem. You say Baruch Hu Hashem HaMivorach. We'll see why this is very important, because the Gemara says, Omar Shmuel, not really. Lo lama yotzi adam et atzmo min hakolah. This is problematic.
Is Shmuel saying in what number of people?
He's talking about Shul now.
Yeah.
Any number.
Oh,
once you have a minion, he just said, he didn't like Rabbi Akiva said. Rabbi Akiva said, Baruch Hu Hashem.
Oh.
He said, no, it's Baruch Hu Hashem HaMevorach. See, that turns out to be very important, because since Shmuel says a person should never be motzi atzmo min hakolah, and that means he shouldn't say Baruch Hu to the other people. You should say Nivorech, because it's saying, you make the bracha, what about you? So as it says, so what if you were Shami, yes, what about Baruch Hu and Shul? And the answer is, because you say I'm Nivorech, you're asserting that you're partial bracha. That's why you have to say I'm Nivorech, whereas if you left, I'm Nivorech, it's like, I'm telling the tzibur. You know, you go ahead and bless God, I've got other things to do. So the Seshmo, you shouldn't be much yourself in a cross. So then, ask the Gemara, what do you mean? It says, Bishlo Shavavu, Omer Baruch Hu. You're saying a person should not be motzi atzmo min haklal? Where the Mishnah's go there, you have to be motzi atzmo min haklal. Now, there says Shmuel, it doesn't mean you have to. It says, if you said Baruch Hu, it's okay. But I'm just telling you that in terms of derech eretz, it makes more sense to say nivarech. And the way to understand the Mishnah is not that the Mishnah was saying that it has to be this way. In other words, we thought, as Tosis explained to Havamina, is that Baruch Hu is better, because it's more positive, whereas Nivarech seems to be hesitant. How do we know that Nivarech is hesitant? From my separations. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Na'asa Adam B'tzalmenu, Chazal tells us that means that he was hesitant about it. So he was asking, you think this is a good idea? All right, I should have gotten the right answer. Right? So in other words, it's a type of Bekashat Rishus, in which you're making an assertion and you better agree with me. I mean, that's what it comes about. The same as Nivorech, you know. So, because if you got to answer, you got to answer. So, interesting, huh? So anyway, that was Avamina. Comes along Shmuel and says, no, that's a mistake. All it's telling you is that too is a din of Zimun, because if you say Beloshen Sivui, so you're telling me also the same idea as Nivorech. But I think it would be better that you include yourself in the cloud. Tosu says it can't really mean adif much. Nivorech is adif, because it means that there's advantages to both ways. If Nivorech was adif in essence, why in the world would we go the other way at all? To say, I mean, the Mishnah is going to say, and if there's one of them, so then say Baruch Hu. What do you mean say Baruch Hu? Then you can get away with saying Baruch Hu. I have to tell you that in the Mishnah. I mean, if a guy said Baruch Hu, but he wasn't supposed to say Yotzi or not, discuss that in the Gemara. So Tosu says, of course, it doesn't mean adif. means each one has its adipur. So it's not that Tosus is wrong in explaining the Havamina before. There is an advantage in saying Baruch Hu. That's a question of sensitivity. Mikomakom nevarech adip. And Mamaisa, I mean, you see this din. Yomer Rav Arav, Amid Beirav, Tanina Shisha Nechalakim Ad Asara. If you have six people, so then there's no reason not to split. Because if you have six people, you have two chaburot of three. Each one of them can split and say nevarech. And this is true until you have 10. And once you have 10, of course, you can't split anymore, because then you're going to miss out on saying the Hashem. If you tell me that it's advantageous to say Nevarech, at least as advantageous saying Baruch Hu, so that explains why you could split. But if Baruch Hu is adif, and you're supposed to have one person address the others, so the moment that I split six into two threes, I have to go back to Nevarech. So that means I shouldn't split if it were adif. Allah Shmamina Nevarech adif. Then Nevarech is just as adif. Shmamina Zanin Amiachi, Bein Sha'amar Baruch Hu, Bein Sha'amar Nevarech, Ein Tov Sima Tovakach. Only people that really, really get into that kind of stuff are the nakdanim, you know. Those nakdanim, the lashon of nikur, nakranim. People like to dig into everything, you know. They'll analyze every word that you say and drive you absolutely crazy. You could have said it like this, and maybe we should have said it like that, and so on. They'll be tafsimotalaka. Oh, they'll get you all right. You'll have a 3-hour discussion about whether adif means better, or adif means the same, or whether derecherets is the better thing, or whether it's evil. It'll go on forever. But lamaisa, in terms of the adif, that's the halakha. In the Torah, which we had before, from three chaburot, a non rishayin lechalek. So what happened over here was, says Rav Kisk, of course, you're referring to a case of shalosh chaburot, shalosh bnei adam. In other words, each person here came originally from a group that was chayav in zimun. Those groups, now we'll see what happened with those groups, but they all left, came together in this new place. They have a chayav in zimun from before. Therefore, they can be mezamin together. And that's what the condition of the mission is. Shlosh ha-sha'ochu, that are now ke'achat. And here there's a big machlokas. What does that mean? Three that ate. Do they need to eat again here? The Beis Yosef suggests that according to this, the chiddush is that they're mechuyev to eat in order that they should be mitzarech, which I haven't got. That's crazy. How could you, chiyev of zimun, be mechayev you to eat something? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. So some learn that it's talking about, well, if they did eat. But others learn that it means that the original chiyuv, since they were koveya themselves to be together for the zimun, they could be yotzei their original zimun. Because certainly it gives you, even though they're different groups. In other words, it's a concept of a generic zimun. Oh, there are those who learn that this is only true if they were in the same hall originally. So there where they had originally been at Tzaraf of different tables, they could have been at Tzaraf altogether. And that's why they're not considered to have come from somewhere else, because otherwise, doesn't Zimun demand a tziruf between the three people that you are? Not just the fact that there's a Zimun. Okay, again, we'll talk about the verse. It's a very rich sugya for different approaches to what Zimun is. Oh, my brother, this is only this is only if the chaburot that they were originally members of, if those chaburot had not been mezamin themselves originally. Now again, how do we learn this? Some learn that they had already, let's say two of the guys needed to go. So they asked him to please answer. He answers. Then he continues eating. Very common situation. Since he already was Yotze, his Chiyav Zimun, despite the fact that he ate more, that Chiyav Zimun covers anything that he eats, that Zimun that he actually answered, covers anything that he eats in his Suda. Therefore, when he comes together now with these three people, even if they ate more, they don't have a nuchi of Zimun because it's all part of his Seudah, which he was already mizamin on. So then they can't answer each other. Others learn the point over here was they used him to be mizamin. He walked out. So we said before, you call a guy who walks out, so then he can be mitztarif. So some of the dike from here, it means he can be mitztarif for you, but not for, he's not going to be Yotze because he doesn't come back. So in other words, you have the ability to say Nivarech on the Mishalo, but he will not be Yotze, his Chiyav Zimun, and nonetheless, Parak we may have Chiyav Zimun. Because otherwise, what's the Chiddush? He was already Yotze with Chiyav Zimun. So what do I need to know, Bichlal, that he's not Mitzar, that Rabbi should have to tell me? Others learn, the case is, there were four people. So the three people, he left. The three people completely went out, and he had nothing to do with it at all. The three people were Mubarak without him. He was never Yotzias Chiyav Zimun. But the original Chiyav Zimun in the Mokum where it was had disappeared. Since he can't be Mizamin Lamafreya, so how is he going to now use his Chiyav of Zimun? Okay, this is a new approach of Gain Zimun Lamafreya. Okay, again.
The four bench, where was he?
The husband, they're doicha this trap because of Loshan Alayu. Alayu means on them. It's mashkin that they were there on some levels, at least. Either that they answered mamish and that they went on eating, or that they were outside. So over there, husband, Alayu beduchatayu, parak zimun minayu. Oh, my Rabbi minayu, minayu, prove it to you. That once something is broken apart, then all the king's horses and all the king's men are not going to be able to put it together again. Because it's not mitash negdavah chetzia, osha avdah chetzia, osha chokua achid, osha tafim. You had a bed. This bed now is split in an estate. I mean, things really get bad sometimes in those situations. So what happens is it loses any tumah that's on it because it's considered to be shvir and it can't be makabel tumah. If you put it back together again, it will be makabel tumah mikam alahava. But that's all. You don't put it back together again to get your old fiyab of tumah. So it was tumah before. Its tomb isn't restored once it was taken apart. Something is true over here. The original Chabura, which was all very nice, that it created a Chiyav of Zimun. It's equivalent to bringing about a state. A state of Chiyav of Zimun. It's similar to a state of Tuma. The state having been now removed, you don't establish a state by reconstitution of its parts. And therefore, having once removed the Chiyav of Zimun, even though they're not Yotze, you can't reconstitute it now. Just like you can't rebuild this bed in putting together the pieces of the estate.
The same thing is where there's no Kohen. For Rabbi, for Kohen. So Shady would not be related.
No, that's Nispar the Chavila, is a different idea.
I think we have
this
problem with the weddings.
At weddings. And then they split into threes. Right.
But
most of the washing is also separate. There are very few people where you pretend together.
Yeah, all right. But again, I think it's best to wait for tomorrow for the review, because there's a lot of complicated issues over here about differences between 3 and 10. Is there still remaining? What does Yosei with 3? Is there any remnant of a Chiyav Zimun for 10? That's not at all clear from the second. Shtei Chaburot that are eating. Now, the Braisa adds, in yesh shamash b'nehem shamash mitzarfat. If there's a single shamash, then the shamash could be mitzarif them. Again, the shaylis can be mitzarif them to create a chabura, or be b'sham to create enough of a chibur that could be yotzi with one zima, but not that they could create a chibur of zima. Some compare this to a case, which is written again in the Orach Haim show, to a case where the chazan stays by the door between two rooms. You have part of a minion in one door, in one room, part of a minion in the other. The din over there is that the chazan could be mitzarifim for a minion. If that's the case, and they compare the din of the shamish, or the shamish be able to mitzarif them also to create the chibur. Unless you add water. First of all, forget about kosher bracha. Can't even say a bari kriya gefen. What you need to say is bari kriya eitz. Why? Because you never did the, at least the way it goes first, you never did the mal yuta. The whole idea of saying bari kriya gefen is that there was a shinui the mal yuta. There's no shinui the mal yuta because it's not yet drinkable. So this would be the equivalent of grinding up wheat into flour, but never baking the bread. Problem is, when you grind wheat into flour, you say shahakot.
Right. Well, that's complicated.
So why over here, there's a lot of discussion on this. Why does the Gemara say when you make bari kriya eitz?
Because it's nikkavet.
But you're mekalkalit. So now if it's on the way to being processed, so then it should be the same as the flour. The difference between them is that the difference between them, that the way the Persian bring it, is that the flour that turns into bread is a change in the flour. Whereas the wine that's mixed with water doesn't change the wine at all. It just changes its presentation. So if you're adding something to it, it's a whole different thing. So the etzem shinui doesn't require any additional work on the wine. It's only the way in which you're going to consume the wine. Therefore, a bari kriya eitz it is. It wasn't mishtan of the griyuta. All you need to do now is you add your water. So this was the first just add water in history. Ella bari kriya eitz. V'notu nimenu yadayim. What's fascinating, it says, And you can use it to wash your hands.
The wine?
The wine. Now, I mean, this
why
is the question is when it says you can wash it, use it to wash your hands, raises a number of issues. Are we talking about the tilapia daim for a sukkuda? Is that okay to use wine for the tilapia daim for a sukkuda? Or do you require mayim? After all, I mean, the Ramazan and the Pasek are to mayim. Specifically, yadav lo shutav b'mayim is where we learn out in yonim of yadayim from. So that's one question. The other question is, hefsed ochlim? I mean, it's, you know, for royalty, I suppose it's like lighting your cigar with a $50 bill put on. Do you really want to use wine to wash your hands?
Bathing in champagne, you know.
Yeah, but the shilas would be beyotz and the tefillin. Is it considered be hefsed ochlim? Could be mayim achronim. Can you use it for mayim achronim?
One day
for sure. All right, so we'll see. The sugar is going to develop this.
If anybody uses wine for mayim achronim, it'll be the mayim achronim there.
You think so? No. So that misha natan the tov for mayim, but once you put water in it, then the barkan al barak riyakef. Mayim not living in the yadayim. Didn't really answer. At that point, you cannot use it for yadayim because it's no longer mayim. So Rashi, actually this is very different. The person Rashi learns, until such time as it's called the ayin, it's basically fruit juice. And therefore you can use it's water.
Oh, we're talking about the non-muzad
ayin? Of course.
We're talking about after you add it.
No, it's the same good. Look, it says cause my So once it's called ayin, you need to have water from the tilapia daim, and therefore the ayin is no good. But before that, it's basically water. I am making a very great. It's okay, so it's orange juice. But it's all fruit juice is the equivalent of mine. According to which you could use Coca-Cola for the tilapia daim. Okay? Yes. Would leave your hands pretty sticky too.
Yeah.
Okay, some do learn that it's talking about mayim acharonim, or whether it's time for nikiyut. You know, we'll talk about this. But what about the other issue? What about the question of hefsed ochlim? That we'll see. But chachamim omrim beinkach ubeinkach beborkan alav gorei priyakef. Look, it has a shame of wine. Even before vein lo kli mentally adaim, and therefore you don't use it to wash your hands. Now, taman also hadiyom Shmuel oseh adam kotzer achav bepat. And Shmuel says a person can use bread for whatever he wishes. And he's not chayish apparently for the hefsed of the bread. Who would he be going to? According to, but he would be going according to Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer said you can use wine to wash your hands, and therefore clearly he holds that there's no problem of hefsed. Now the truth is, as Tosis points out, Shmuel himself only said that you can use something, bread, for something else if the bread won't be mo'us because of it. But if the bread will be mo'us, it's certainly wine is going to be pretty disgusting to drink after somebody used it for the tilat yadayim, then Shmuel wouldn't have agreed. It does suggest that when it says k'man k'Rabbi Eliezer, that he's not buying into Rabbi Eliezer all the way, but basically that first nekuda, that the etzem use of ochlin, there's two issues. There's the hefset of the ochlin, there's the bizayon of the ochlin. So in terms of the bizayon of the ochlin, I accept what he says, use it for other things. But to be mafsid to be tough bizayon, that not. Omer Rabbi Yezbe b'chanina, modim chachamim l'Rabbi Eliezer b'koshel bracha, when it comes to the koshel bracha under katamazon, or avdolah, or simsuin, ein levorchina lavachi yiten otoko mayi. That's different, not because of the birkat hayayim, but because of the birkat hamitzvah. My time, Omer Rav Osher, b'inu mitzvah mena mufchar. The point over there is that the whole idea of having a kos is for the chashivut mitzvah. So there we want mitzvah mena mufchar. Certainly it's mufchar when it has water. As a matter of fact, Rabbanan l'mayit chasim, what good is wine without water anyway, that they should say that it's wine? Certainly not going to drink it like that. Omer Rav Zera, well, it's chosi l'kuraiti. It's certainly usable if you make one of those magic drinks out of it we spoke about, you know, the mixture of them you put in various herbal ingredients and it'll cure you of all that ails you and so on. We had before different approaches. For that you use actual wine, not diluted wine. Well, this stuff works.
Sangria.
Sangria, that's right. Ton Rabba, Arba'a Dvarim Ne'emru B'Pat. They say four things about handling bread, and about being careful not to allow something to happen to the bread. Basar chai ala pat. You don't put raw meat on bread. That ruins it. You don't pass a cup of wine over bread because if it spills, that ruins it. In Zorkina Kapati, don't throw a piece of bread across the table. But in some, such a joke. Has so much changed. In some Himatakarati pot, you can't use bread to support the pot, because that way if it spills, it will ruin the pot. Now, a Mimar, Marzutra, and Ravashi are sitting around at the table. And Aishila Kamal Tamre and Rimoni, they bring these various things. Anyway, Shoko Mazurtra pota kamer Ravashi the stun. Mazurtra grabs some stuff and throws Ravashi a portion across the table.
Distana
means, says Rashi, it means a portion of meat. You know, this is presentation of your food. I mean, you know, this is a lot of fun, but what about the dinner not throwing food? So he told him, Marzurka, no, that's only bread. Don't throw bread. Doesn't say don't throw food.
Don't teach this to your kids.
Ravashi said, now wait a second. What about the bride? And it says in the same way, you don't throw pot, you don't throw any food. Oh, Marley, well, what about the other bride? Said, anything you can bring, I can bring better. Actually, it's clear that we're talking about two different types of things. There's a din of kabod. In terms of a din of kabod, pot demands kabod more than any other oath. There's also a din of hefsek. If you throw a food that is going to become ruined, or not even if it's not ruined, it just will turn people off. We'll see that this refers even to something like nuts, where if they get dirty, there's nothing wrong. You can always open them up. The shell protects it. Nonetheless, it's called nimes, because it affects people psychologically. They don't want it. So even that is considered to be a getter of hefsek. So if it's mamis, you can't do it. I'm not throwing you anything that's mamis. Turn around on it. Mamshichin yayin betzinorot b'tnei chatan b'tnei kala. You can have fountains of wine flowing up into the air, because the wine is collected at the bottom before it's pumped up again. So it's not really hefsed. It's not that this goes up and then it disappears. So you're saying, I mean, but aren't we using the wine in the preparation? That's okay. But there's no hefsed. It's just showing honor to the guests.
But I'll never get drunk.
So you have these bubbly, sure, well, you have these punch bowls, which have the fountains pouring out the punch from on top. It's very, they have a new thing now. They have a chocolate fountain. Heated chocolate. This is the latest thing. Heated chocolate comes out of a fountain, and there's strawberries all over it. Everybody takes this strawberry. What's it on? Oh, come on, man. This is come on. It's worth it. To take the strawberry, put it under the hot chocolate. It dries, and while it's still fresh and warm, you eat that coated strawberry.
It's a little bit like Willy Wonka.
Fiona is insisting that we order one.
Actually, there was something I told you about dipping chorosis in chocolate. Chorosis pop for a pesa.
Oh my God. Vizorkim is mayhem. You're allowed to throw for simon, like confetti. They would throw klayot and gozim, but only during the summertime, or they won't get dirty. But you cannot throw gluskaot, or breads and, Danish and things like that, because that will get ruined. You cannot throw gluskaot even during the emota chama. Anything soft is disgusting even when it lands on the floor and it's sticky and so on. So that's considered to be, not because of bread, but because it's mimas.
Pascalas,
they walk by, everybody.
Right,
has them.
All
the
rice,
like rice.
Right,
they started throwing them in wrappers or in plastic bags because they ended up ruining them.
That's
really rubbing it in.
Why not?
Now it's interesting that this sugya leads fascinatingly directly to a shayla of bracha, because the question is, what happens if you put something in your mouth forgot to make a bracha, but if you take it out of your mouth, it's moved.
Then you're back to answer it open again.
So what do we do? Oh, Amar Rav Yehuda, shachach v'chnisoch min l'toch piv v'lo bracha. Guy forgot to make a bracha, put food into his mouth. What does he do? Misalkam et tzadachat, put it in the corner of your mouth, and your what we call melo of mouth, the sheer blowing up a cheek. And you put it in your cheek. And then bimavarek. Tanya. So one brisa says, Tanya bol'an. One brisa says, first swallow without a bracha. V'tanya aida pol'tan. The other brisa says, to spit it out. V'tanya aida misalkan. Now wait, we got three different approaches. You're supposed to push it inside your mouth, swallow it, or spit it out. Lokash. Hada tanya bol'an bimashkin. Now you're not exactly going to be able to make a bracha with your mouth full of wine. So that's talking about mashkin. Hadatanya poltan, that's talking about meated alo mamis. Something, you put a hard candy in your mouth. You take out the hard candy, make a bracha, put the hard candy back in. It won't be ma'us. Whereas where it says bisalkan, that's talking about something which once you take it out of your mouth, then it's not going to be eaten again. So that's talking about the meaty, the mamis. So wait a second. If we're talking about something that isn't going to be ma'us, I mean, isn't it more polite to leave it in your mouth because I'll get to the tzad? I mean, if that's an eitzah anyway, then why take it out of your mouth, even if it's not mamis? So, b'yidei d'lo mamis, mami l'sakin l'tzadachat, why don't you put it on the side of your mouth and say a bracha like that? Tir gemar Rav Yitzchak kastisa, kamei d'Rav Yehuda barovi mishpat Rav Yochanan, mishum she'emar, yemalei pi tehilatecha. My mouth should be filled with your tehilatecha. And therefore, I can't fill my mouth, but part of it is red hot. And that's it.